With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General, is Donald Trump's new pick to serve as U.S. Attorney General. The 59-year-old had been floated during his first term as a potential candidate for the nation's highest law enforcement role. About half of voters think President-elect Trump has done a good job of choosing cabinet appointments, and nearly three-quarters believe the Senate will confirm most of Trump's picks.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters rate Trump as doing a good or excellent job in picking people for his administration. 36% give Trump a poor rating in terms of his choices for cabinet secretaries and other key positions in his administration. The survey of 1,260 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 17th through the 19th, 2024, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A judge confirming that President-elect Trump won't be sentenced this month in his hush money case. In an order released today, Judge Juan Merchan formalized that without setting a new date. Also at SRNNews.com, a top South Korean official says Russia has supplied air defense missiles to North Korea in exchange for Pyongyang sending troops.
The U.S., South Korea, and others say North Korea has sent more than 10,000 troops to Russia to support its war against Ukraine. What Russia would give North Korea in return has been the focus of keen attention. South Korean National Security Director Shin Won-sik told a SBS TV program Friday that South Korea has found Russia has provided anti-air missiles and other equipment to reinforce its air defense network. Shin says Russia has also given diverse economic assistance to North Korea. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 247 points. The NASDAQ is down 20. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are obsessed with consumption.
Jesus told us to lay up treasure in heaven, but many people seem to be pretty focused on laying up stuff right here on earth. A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds 43% of adults agree with the statement, "I am driven to accumulate nice things." 43% also say, "Shopping makes me feel worthwhile." About half of the population is also very concerned about always having the latest technology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attacks on Christians in Turkey have spiked. According to a study by International Christian Concern, the number of hate crimes perpetrated on believers more than doubled from 2021 to 2023. The ICC report adds that the crimes include property damage, harassment, and violence. And the true number of hate crimes is likely higher than what has been presented due to victims' fear of reporting. This is SRN News. It's the end of a listeria outbreak.
10 people died. More than 60 got sick in 19 states eating listeria-contaminated boar's head products, including liverwurst. The CDC says listeria outbreaks are considered over 60 days after the last reported illness. More than 7 million pounds of boar's head meat was recalled nationwide. A production plant in Virginia was shut down, and the company also permanently stopped making liverwurst. Boar's head faces lawsuits and continued scrutiny over reports of problems at the factory, including mold and contaminated walls, floors, and equipment. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas education officials would decide if a Bible-infused curriculum can be taught in public schools. The Texas State Board of Education will be voting today. If approved, it would be optional for schools to adopt the materials, but they'd receive additional funding if they do so. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.